Invite your powerful presence here with us today. May the Holy Spirit be here, filling the hearts and lives of each one of us. Be with each participant in our service today, that we will reflect you, Jesus, more in a more beautiful way than we ever have before. May our voices be uplifted in praise to you. May the instruments that are playing sound most majestically. May you, Jesus, be in full and complete control of all that we do and say. May your presence be with us so powerfully that it not only is here, but it goes to the Williams home, and it goes to the other shut-ins' homes, and it goes to all of those in this community that can't be here physically today, but they will hear and see you because of our worship time together here as a church family. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, your power, your love, your redemption. In Jesus' name, amen. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men."
Let's stand as we sing, "Angels from the Realms of Glory." Please stand.
Angels, we have heard on high,
we've seen in the earth, and the mountains
in the
light, and the wet
joy
is
glory,
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 glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory,
Good morning. Today I'd like you to transport yourself into an art gallery. Normally art galleries are pictures, like we have in the stained glass windows, like you see in the lobby. But today you're in a different type of art gallery. This is the gallery, and we're going to have auditory art today. If you think about it, you're sitting in an art gallery. This is probably more comfortable than most art galleries because it has backs on the seats. Most art galleries just have benches so that you move along. But now you can sit down and relax a little bit. And the pictures will be placed in front of you as they move along. Some of the pictures will be different, but they'll all point to one thing, Jesus. And you wonder, how does that connect with the offering call today? Well, you folks are the patrons of the arts today. Because if it wasn't for you with your giving, we wouldn't have the music. The building wouldn't be cared for. The art gallery wouldn't be taken care of. So thank you very much. Your benevolence all year has helped this program become a reality. And thank you. Don't forget, just because we're here doesn't mean it's over with. So continue to support the arts and the other things that our budget goes for. If the deacons will please stand. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you most of all for the season of the year and for the gift of your Son. Help us not to forget what it meant to the world for you to come. Bless this offering now. Make it go far more than we could ever believe. And save us each, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Over the hills and everywhere. As I read the words in Luke 2, 8 through 11, I picture again my childhood home in northern Washington State. The snow is softly falling, and my family is gathered around a fire in the fireplace, while my big German father reads these words, as he did every Christmas season. Luke 2, 8 through 11. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord."
It's time for us now to join in corporate prayer. As far as possible, let's kneel together and raise our hearts to God. Our Father in heaven, what a joy it is again to assemble in your house, to worship you, and to fellowship together. We're especially happy to praise your name this Sabbath because of that announcement that was made so long ago to the shepherds, that indeed the Messiah had been born. How that has changed this world. What a difference that has made to sinners, of which we are numbered. Oh, Father, because of the baby Jesus, because of his life and death and resurrection, and the fact that he lives and ministers on our behalf today, because of all of that, we can have joy in our hearts and peace and the assurance of salvation. Thank you so much for that gift. We have joy because of the Christ child. We also have sadness because of death that has come this last week. We think of the Tom Williams family. We pray that you will be with them in their time of sorrow. We think of Bill and Bonnie. Lord, we're going to miss Bill so much. His influence was felt throughout this church. Pathfinders and young people and just all of us were touched by his love and his life. But we are thankful that he knew you and trusted you. And we have the great expectation of seeing Bill again sometime soon on the resurrection morning. We pray now that you will be with Bonnie and with the family. You know that this is a very difficult time for them. Please lift them up, strengthen them, and renew in their hearts the blessed hope in Jesus. Surely as you look down upon this earth, you must be saddened as you see not only these two deaths this last week, but many deaths and much suffering and many tears and pain and sickness and all of these things that have come in the wake of sin. Sometimes, Father, we are prone to want to blame you and we question you. How could you let these things happen? And yet we are reminded today that these things come not from your hand, but from the hand of the evil one. We're thankful that Jesus already has the victory over the evil one, and that at just the right time, he will come again to deliver his people. And so we would pray, we would close our prayer today with those familiar words that close the New Testament. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Mary and Joseph, a young couple from the city of Nazareth, were engaged to be married, but Mary was found to be with child. Joseph resolved to leave her. Just then, an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear us a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And it came to pass that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. So all went to be taxed, each to his own city. Joseph went from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem in Judea. Mary traveled with him, even though she was great with child. When they arrived in Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn, so they took refuge in a manger. And it was there, in the manger, in the town of Bethlehem, that Mary gave birth to a son, which she and Joseph named Jesus, just as the angel had told Joseph to do.
Stars in the sky.
Now in that region of Judea, near Bethlehem, there were shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks. On the night of Jesus' birth, an angel appeared to these shepherds, and they were filled with fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring to you good tidings of great joy, for unto you is born this day in Bethlehem a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of angels, all praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and good will to all."
Thank you.
When the angel left and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they left for Bethlehem. The shepherds went with haste, and when they arrived in Bethlehem, they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby in a manger. After the shepherds had seen the baby Jesus, they went throughout the town and told everyone that they met an angel that had sent them to Bethlehem, where they would find the Son of God born in a manger, and that this had come to pass. Some did not believe the shepherds' story, but the shepherds knew it to be true, for they had seen it with their own eyes. And Mary, the young mother who had given birth to Jesus, the Son of God, Mary knew it to be true also.
along with us, okay?
May your peace descend upon us this hour, this moment. May we take you with us, Jesus, to share the joy that you bring into our hearts and lives each and every day. May our faces reflect your light and your love. May our hearts be in tune with you. And may the joy that you want us to experience be bubbling over through us into those we come in contact with. To those that are grieving the loss of loved ones today, may your joy and your peace surround them as you give them comfort and hope. We long for your glorious appearing. It's coming soon. Keep us ready. And thank you for the songs that we have sung together today and the blessing that the choir and orchestra have shared with us today. May we keep singing these songs until you come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let the heaven and nature sing.
Yeah. Next year. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful Sabbath and a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Thank you very much.